Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, it is Friday, and we've been discussing all this week the Synod of Synodality, which actually will be happening in October, the entire month of October, so it'll be interesting. And so what you'll see is a gathering of bishops and priests and lay people who will discuss the future of the church. And here in the United States, there's been this great pushback against the synod, and I've discussed some of the teachings of the synod. I haven't planned out next week yet, but there is so much material about the synod, and this is just out of the working document. It isn't the final documents, because we're not even anywhere near the stage where they would be produced. So it's fascinating, but there is a tremendous pushback in the United States against the synod, and you can see why. As I was talking about during the week, you have a reactionary group that's very much into what is known as top-down ministry. I am the priest, you do what I say. I went to seminary, I know more than you do what I say. Maybe that's a little bit harsh, but there was a lot of that. And part of this is understanding that there is church teaching, that is the magisterium. And the magisterium is church teaching and teaches us out of the wisdom of the church. But the wisdom of the church is 2,000 years, or actually more than that, because we go back to the Jews. So actually about 6,000 years of the wisdom of God that educates us on what we are all about and who we are and everything else. Well, but if you have someone who has a very fine concept of this, then their response will be, no, you don't know what you're talking about. I do, because I have the degree and I have the whole bit. And before anyone criticizes me saying, I know priests like that, I know college professors like that too. And I'm not talking Catholic colleges. And I can talk about that. And we see that in the university structure. Well, I've got a master's degree, I've got a doctorate's degree in, I don't know, whatever. And therefore, I know more than you do. I mean, there are even cases of people who have a doctorate's degree in something like education, and people go to them for answers on daily life. And you go, but that's not their degree. You understand. I'm not going to mention anyone's name, but there was a particular doctor of education who had a very popular program in, I believe it was the 80s, on that principle. And people still respect her. I'm not saying she didn't say anything that was wrong, but she was known as her first, you know, she's known as doctor, her moniker, doctor, and her name. And it turns out she was a doctor in education. So you can see that same principle. Well, what the church is saying at this point is, but church teaching has always been everyone has a special dignity by virtue of their baptism. The Holy Spirit is working through everyone in that sense. So we want to foster that and see that coming. We have some that were ordained to leadership roles, but that doesn't give them the right to essentially pull rank on everybody else. And so here in the United States, where you have a strong sense of authority and ranking and everything else, you have this clash between the Vatican and here. And you can see that, again, go back to the whole secular world. What is it that people will say? Well, that's the scientist. We should listen to him. Follow the science. Well, this is what the scientists say, so they know better than you do. Well, fine. That may be true on certain things, but you may have someone who's 30 years old, has a PhD in child rearing. Meanwhile, you have a grandmother who raised 10 children, and her 10 children are raising 15 grandchildren, and she's helping them. And people say, well, she doesn't know as much as this guy because he's got a PhD, but he's only 30 years old. Kind of reminds me of an actual story. A neurologist told me is there is, but you may or may not know this, but I actually have a form of Tourette syndrome. It tends to go in dormancy around the age of 40, which it did with me. But obviously I knew people who had more severe cases of Tourette syndrome, and I have Tourette syndrome. And when I was speaking to my neurologist, he would explain that people who have Tourette syndrome, since they deal with it every day, are more knowledgeable about it than the doctors who treat it, because they have the everyday knowledge that the doctors don't. And he explained that to me. Well, you have this, that kind of dynamic playing itself out in the church, where you have the synod of synodality saying, but all Catholics are called to this special dignity by virtue of their baptism. Therefore, we cannot dismiss that. We can say certain people have certain roles, a teaching role or an authority or anything else, but we can't dismiss the fact that all Catholics have a special dignity by virtue of their baptism. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish in Alston. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452, 617-297-7452.
We're back, and we're talking about this synod of synodality, and I'm talking about how all Catholics have this dignity by virtue of their baptism. Now, that means that they have a right to discuss and bring issues and hear and the church to listen, and this is part of the synod of synodality as well. So, for example, if you have someone who brings up a question and they want to know why is it that the church teaches X, Y, and Z, you don't turn around and say, well, that's just the way it is. Rome has spoken, case is closed. You listen to what the person has to say, and you want to give a full explanation of what the church teaches, but you can only do that if you have listened fully into what the person is bringing to the church, and where maybe the person will bring up something that is worthy of discussion in light of that. So, for example, this may be not a good example, but it's a real reality. A real reality, as most realities are. But what I mean is, the case of people who were divorced or who are divorced and were told improperly by their pastor that they cannot receive communion because they were divorced. And again, we're coming from a time where people said, well, this is what the priest said, so this is what I have to say. This is what I have to do. I cannot question a priest. Please, please, those days are gone. There, you know, it is my role to give you church teaching, but it isn't my role to say, you know, look, this is the way it is, and if you don't like it, leave. And I grew up in a time where people were saying that about living in the United States. United States, love it or leave it. You know, I grew up in that time in the 60s. But that, you know, it's us to be able to listen and to respond and explain. And because people weren't doing that, people got this very false teaching. And people have come to me and said, well, I know that I can't receive communion because I'm divorced. And I'd say, who told you that? That is not church teaching. But Father so-and-so said, I don't care, Father so-and-so was wrong. That has never been church teaching. And, you know, or someone brings something to you and says, why is it the church teaches this? And maybe I don't have the answer, but I can do some research on this and to find out what the right answer is. That's what I'm called to do, or at least talk to people who could give me an answer. And maybe another question that has come out, fascinating, is that there are these people who are the kind of people pushing back. So they're pushing, they're actually breaking the commandment about bearing false witnesses. Pharaoh's bearing false witness, including a bishop in Texas. And what they're saying is that the church is going to approve same-sex marriage. Well, no, that's not going to happen. Why? Because not even every heterosexual couple can get married in the Catholic Church. The couple has to be open, both biologically and by their own choice, to bearing children the natural way within the Catholic Church. So in other words, if the couple cannot have relations, they can't get married in a Catholic church. If they choose not to have, or they choose not to have children, they cannot get married in a Catholic church. So that's part of the issue. So when you've got these people spreading this bearing false witness that the church is going to approve same-sex marriage, well, we can't, because it has to be ability to bring the child in the natural way, and that can only be done through a male and female couple that are open to it and are able to do it. That's it. There is no other thing. So these are some of the things that are being brought up, and well, how do we respond to these, and what do we do, and all this in our present world, all within the context of that we have, all of us who are Catholic, are born into the dignity through our baptism of baptized people into this church. We'll talk more on Monday. Have a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.